Nobody likes the, I mean, nobody should like headlines like arrested, USA Today half-page picture of the president in court, Trump charged with 34 felonies in New York, different papers. I have not yet seen the New York Post. I just haven't gone online to look for it. But everybody has a take on what took place yesterday. None of it's good for the country, no matter whether you like or really hate Donald Trump. It's not good for the country, period. But be that as it may, it is happening. We're watching it, and the world is watching it. And thankfully, some experts are watching it that we are privy to their expertise and opinions. And that includes noted Detroit area attorney Todd Flood, who is with us on a regular basis talking about things in the news regarding the law, the court, the charges, and everything else. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Paul W.
What was your take on what we all watched yesterday?
Sad. Yeah, that's sad. It's you hit the nail on the head. I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on. This is a sad day. So I think there are going to be plenty of motions that are filed. I think this is going to be a long, drawn-out case. I don't think it's going to be wave a magic wand and it goes away. I do believe it'll get to a trial. I don't think it'll get dismissed. There is one count that I think is suspect, a count where they use the federal elections law to make it a felony. And not that that can't be done, it can, but the way they put it together seems to be somewhat suspect. But the other two matters, I think ultimately will get to a jury. So I don't, you know, the question will be the state DA charging a state crime hooked up to a federal crime, if that makes sense, because they say the cover-up money was in conjunction with the federal elections law. So that's one part of this case that I think will be up for grabs and motion calls. The discovery in this case, I'm sure, is voluminous. Hopefully it's not a circus for a year. And everybody takes the matter seriously, and we can have due process. President Trump can get a fair trial and get due process.
Where do I begin? It is a circus already. It will continue to be a circus. It is disheartening, to say the least, to say this alone is going to drag out for a year, because it sucks all the oxygen out, takes all the attention when there are some very serious issues that this country is dealing with. And for whatever reason, well, I can tell you the reason, the institutional media is just an arm of the Democrat Party, and no one wants to admit that this president has failed miserably. And this takes all the attention off him. Big smile on his face yesterday as he went to get his chocolate mint ice cream. I'm not sure what it is.
No question that there's a diversion, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. And it's very obvious what's going on here. And when you have this should matter. When a district attorney announces in his election bid that he's going to get Donald Trump, a former president of the United States, and that's his platform, and then he goes after Donald Trump and everyone goes, ooh, look at this, what's happening? Well, this is what he said he was going to do. He never said he had a reason to go after him other than not liking him and plugging into those people, especially in New York City, who don't like him. And it's overwhelmingly unfortunate and even more sad that I see media people gleefully announcing all these things that are going on without any regard for how bad this is for the country overall. We are a country divided, and this is only going to divide us more, and that's just unfortunate to me.
I couldn't, you know, you're definitely right. The fissure in our country is so wide and so devastating to getting things done. We are ran by extremists on both sides of the aisle, it seems like at times. And the common sense middle ground, you know, it needs to be there. We need to see that, you know, the work done for the people. And this unfortunately, as you said, is just making the fissure wider. Unfortunately, you know, we all saw the snippets of the DA making claims and comments about going after President Trump prior to his election. That will all be ferreted out, I believe, under the skillful lawyers of both sides. But I think in voir dire, when you pick a jury, I think when they attempt to pick a jury, that is, the questions of fairness and the like definitely will come out. And I think that will play into this case as well. But again, Paul W., this is a long ways from being over.
A long ways from being over, unfortunately. And it will, it's every, there's a lot of people who make a lot of money off Donald Trump being in the news and get ratings and everything else. And it's just unfortunate because there's no regard at all for how bad this is for the country. If they have to do all these things, they should do them, be done with it, move along, not try to make a misdemeanor, a felony. When they use the term novel approach, the last time that was used was with the COVID virus. That should tell you everything about it. Todd Flood, Detroit area attorney. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Paul W. Always a pleasure being with you.
829 WJR.